TK and Lyle's in our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We are lucky enough to be supporting TAP Cares, the TAP Corp organisation, raising money for Transplant Australia. It's a very, very worthy cause. There's so many great causes, but I know the Penrith Panthers coach in Ivan Cleary has a special spot in his body for this particular organisation, this particular charity. I'm glad to say that Ivan joins us. G'day, mate.
TK, how are you, mate?
Yeah, extremely well. This is pretty close to you, obviously, this charity.
Yeah, I just over 12 months ago, I donated a kidney to my brother, Ash. It was an amazing experience, something that, I've really appreciated, and it's great to be here to play this golf day and join such a great organisation.
Yeah, obviously, it's always tough to make these decisions, but it would have been made easier given it's your brother. Yeah. The process of being able to donate and knowing when you can donate, how long did that take?
Yeah, they called the workup, so I think it took about close to 12 months. Pretty much the first test you have, by the time you've had the rest of the test, you need to get back to the first one just to make sure that everything's all ready to go. So it was actually quite a nerve-wracking experience in the last few weeks leading up to the transplant just to get the okay for it to happen. So as far as the decision, it was no decision. And I actually feel the blessed one to be able to do something for your brother. Yeah.
It's a big decision. I mean, you got to make that decision, but we're trying to make sure that people opt in, instead of making sure you opt out. You can't do it on your license anymore. You've got to go and register yourself online. It's an important part of the process because most people, if you do pass away, thank God you're still here, mate, by the way, but you want to try and help somebody else if possible.
Yeah, that's actually really easy. It's a, honestly, it's like a 2-minute exercise. Yeah. So I didn't even know about the online thing.
That's right.
And I reckon there's probably a hell of a lot of other people who don't either. So, certainly a worthy cause for sure. And anyone who wants to do it, go for your life.
We were talking to Chris before, and we were talking about questions that people ask. And one of the questions, no doubt, that people would ask, how do you feel now?
Yeah, I feel fine. It took, I just went for a 12-month check a couple of months ago, and I reckon it takes about 12 months for your body to get used to just having the one kidney. I reckon it probably took maybe 3-4 months until I started feeling reasonably normal, and by about 6 months I felt fine.
So no change of lifestyle? Well, obviously in the early stages you change your lifestyle somewhat, I'm assuming, but after 12 months everything's okay?
Yeah, I pick up a hangover after about one beer early on, so that was good for me. I've been fine. I feel really good, so yeah, no problems.
I reckon you were feeling a little bit ill late on Sunday afternoon. They couldn't catch a cold, your mob, the Penrith Panthers against the Eels.
Yeah, I didn't feel that good on Sunday. Then I had to go home and watch the game again, and then again. So it was, it was round one, a wet game. And unfortunately, sometimes some blokes take a couple of games or one game, hopefully, to just get there, just get it sorted. We just gave up far too many errors. There was penalties at the wrong time. Every time we got a bit of momentum, we managed to shoot ourselves in the foot. So, hopefully one to forget and move on to this week.
Yeah, talking about this week, Newcastle. They had a good, tough victory against the Sharks first up. That type of environment up there, do you think it'll bring the best out in your team?
Yeah, well, certainly hope so. Ever since I've been involved in the NRL, it's always a challenge to go up to play the Knights, and they're looking really good. They've been building nicely as a team. There's always a good crowd there. And I think, generally speaking, everyone likes playing up there, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
And Ivan, I know it wasn't your issue last year with the Penrith Panthers, but the slow starts were horrendous for them, and miracle-wise, they got over the line more often than not. I'm sure that would have been a big focus for you throughout the off-season, pre-game, trying to make better starts, but geez, it didn't happen. How do you sort of turn that around? Is that a mental thing?
Yeah, it might be. It's one of those things you don't really want to make too big a deal of. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. So, I actually thought we started the game okay on the weekend. Then we just sort of midway through the first half, the errors started. I don't think we need to dwell too much on it, but it'd be certainly nice to get a few points early in the game.
The thing I want to know, Ivan, you went out for dinner on Sunday night with Ivan and with Nathan and your wife, but I hear that your wife had to pay. How come Nathan or yourself didn't pay?
I don't know where you get your information from. It's actually true. We got there late, so she'd already ordered the meals.
Oh, right.
God love her.
Jeez, I wish I had my wife like that.
She's good. They always order the lobster straight up to her.
Expensive champagne.
How is that process going, mate? I mean, you're only really, I mean, I know you're more than 1 week into it, but as far as the comp, 1 week into it, you know, the halfback often gets the blame. Yeah. How was that drive to the restaurant? I think Nathan actually drove you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, well, look, it's going fine. I mean, it's been a really easy, I guess, transition. I've known a lot of these boys and coached a lot of them and all the staff, so it's not like I've gone into a new club or anything, so... Yeah, it's going okay. We didn't talk a lot. It was pretty easy to sum the game up. You know, basically have a game next week and do better. Yeah.
It's a simple game in the end.
Yeah. TK and I have spoken about this a number of times. Billy Kickout, I think he's a magnificent player, and you missed him in that game. How long is he on the sideline, and how far can he go in this game?
Well, he's on the sideline for, we're hoping, he might be a chance for round three, but he'll be back round four.
Yep.
How far can he go? I mean, it's pretty much up to Billy, really. He's, we certainly don't have anyone in our reserve stocks that can play like him.
No.
He's an out-and-out weapon, you know. Incredible skills, just athletically amazing. Great kid. Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for Billy, and obviously we're looking forward to getting him back.
And when they were in a hole on a weekly basis last season, the Panthers, that ball went to Kickout, and he was the bloke who kick-started a lot of those miracle comebacks for the Penrith Panthers, and he just wasn't quite there on the weekend. I've got to ask you, don't worry about coping with your son. How are you coping with our mate Jimmy Maloney? I mean, you've had him before. Is he driving you nuts yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I did have him over at the Warriors when he first started. Jimmy was a four-game veteran at that point, and he rocked in like he owned the joint. But at least he's got some runs under the board now. But Jimmy's a fantastic player. He's got a level head, and I think that's really good for our young team. He's trained really well in the preseason, and I'm expecting a really good season out of him.
You'll have to keep an eye on him on Saturday. It's Golden Slipper Day.
He could be either really happy or really sad. So hopefully he gets a win up during the day.
Mate, first up, congrats on your support for what is such a worthy cause here, Transplant Australia. And good luck with the Panthers against Newcastle come the weekend.
Thanks, my pleasure. Cheers, guys.
Ivan Cleary, the Penrith Panthers coach, joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.